Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the Listen Up Podcast. He, him, I'm me. What we doing here? This is the Listen Up Podcast. We, of course, happy to bring you information and talk to you today. But let me first tell you, you know, Sam is going to be the one who's going to give y'all the positive spin on this thing. I'm not going to do that. Actually, I really don't. I mean, what's funny is me and Sam really ain't talked about this. I have no idea what Sam's perspective is on it. But before we get into all of that, rate, review, subscribe, hit the like buttons, share the pod, tell somebody about something. The Jaguars play tonight. That's probably going to be a dub. That's about, you know, because that's all the Jaguars seem to do. But outside of that, man, I was trying to figure out if I want, like, me and Sam were just talking off mic. And I was like, Sam, you should go first. So you can give him whatever positive bullshit that you're going to tell him. And then I'll come back with my angry retort. But then I was like, you know what? Sam going to have plenty of time to say his response. I'm just going to start first because I've learned this from listening to one of my favorite pods. Is you start with love. So I'm going to start with love first. I just want to first say thank you. Thank you to Jordan Travis and to Trey Benson and to Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman and Kalen DeLoach and Toa Philly. You know, one of my favorite players, you know, since the day he came on campus. Toa Philly, DeLoach, I think I said, Seth Jarian Jones, thank you. You guys represented Florida State in a way that nobody, I think, expected. I think Sam tweeted out about the Tribe 19 and that group of guys who came in and they did exactly what we wanted them to do. You know what I mean? And so when I look at the fact that all of these guys have come in, given them their blood, sweat, tears, fought through adversity. We saw it almost every week. We watched them doggone videos making us cry every week. Fight through adversity, fight through adversity, fight through adversity. And literally it took some people sitting behind a screen to kill the fight. They didn't get the opportunity. They did what they were supposed to do. And we got to listen to a dude named Boo tell us that our team ain't good enough. We got to listen to Kirk Herbstreit and others pick narratives. Like, they started doing this a few weeks ago. That's what's so fucked up about it. Weeks ago, they started this bullshit, started feeding it. And then they've all thrown their hands up. We ain't had nothing to do with it. We were just, you know what I mean? Boo made the decision, all these other. Dog, it's crazy to me that I look at, Reggie said it in a chat the other day, and he was basically like, I feel like it hurts me for the kids because they did exactly what you're supposed to do. Be perfect. Go out there, win the games that you're supposed to win, beat the teams you're supposed to beat, fight for the fight. You lose your starting quarterback, Heisman Trophy candidate level starting quarterback, gone. That right there is supposed to derail your season. They came back and said, nope, we ain't going to let it derail our season. Go out there, Tate. Not great, but defense, we got it because we're a complete team. We're not one-dimensional. So defense carried you. Tate did enough to get you a win in the swamp at night because they tried to set us up with that. Then you lose your second quarterback and you got to go to a true freshman in the ACC championship game. And all the defense did was shut them sorry assholes from Louisville out the end zone. We gave you the ball in the red zone. Nope, defense ain't folded. They did everything they possibly could. And some folks who... some people sat in the room and told him it wasn't good enough. And for that, that's what pisses me off. That's why I'm upset. I sat on it for a day. I got off the internet. I ain't want to hear nobody say nothing about football. And I'm still angry as I was when it happened. Because it's wrong. Like, dog, money, politics shouldn't be in the game that I love. Like, you, I'm not Sam. Sam loves the NFL. Sam maybe even love NFL more than college football.
Well, I said before the season that I think I'm getting to a place with college football that I didn't like where it was going 2 years ago. And I said before the season, I didn't like where it was going at. And people kept saying, well, that's only because you don't like Mike and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I really don't like where all of this is going at and where it's been going at for the last 2 or 3 years. It's interesting to me. I came on when Jordan Travis got hurt. I came on this podcast. What did I say? I said there's going to be a talking point that FSU should not be in the college football playoffs. I said this. I said,
but Sam, hold on. Because you're right. You came on there and said this,
I said this is going to be something. This is going to be something.
But you also said that there's no way they will leave an undefeated FSU out.
Right. Okay. So let me.
I just want to make it clear.
I want to go through the timeline that we talked about going into these weeks, week after week, mm-hmm. day after day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I came out and said, there's going to be a chance that FSU, this is going to be a talking point with Jordan Travis getting hurt. I said, it's going to be a talking point. This is going to be something. They're going to make something out of this. So in the scenario that we talked about on this podcast, I was like, we need Georgia. And I said it, we said this last week. I said, we need Georgia to win the SEC championship game. Remember we said that? Like, we need Georgia to win the SEC championship
game. I think me and you talked about it.
Yeah. And then I was like, we need them to win the SEC championship game. Or we need Washington to lose. Right?
Yep.
So
we need
this is the whole sham of all this stuff, right? People, because I got Sporadis is in the chat right now. He said, I mocked him. Because he said that ESPN has it out for FSU. I don't believe that. But what I do believe is that this became about getting the teams that they want to see play. Like, not ESPN, but the Kirk Herbstreits, the games he want to call, the games that this group of people want to see on the television. These are the matchups they want to see, right? They didn't want to see Tate Roy to make a play against Michigan. Okay. That's just not something they was interested in seeing. And the reason why I kept coming on the podcast saying I don't think they would leave an undefeated Florida State out because they had set a precedent of not doing that. They let Cincinnati in. We didn't think Cincinnati was one of the top 14 teams. They let Cincinnati in. We didn't think that, right? Yep. We didn't think that last year. We didn't think TCU should have been in, was a better 14 and leaving Alabama out. We thought Alabama was better than TCU last year, right? So we said these things. And TCU didn't even win the conference. Remember? They didn't win a conference. They lost.
You're 100% right.
So my whole thing was, I said to people, I don't think they will leave FSU out because that'll be breaking a crazy precedent for them that they hadn't shown to do that, right? Now, go back a little bit further. I was listening to Joe Klatt on this Fox podcast he got, right? And Klatt kept saying something that made a lot of sense to me. He said, why is Florida ranked in the college football playoff, the first one they brought out? Because Florida like 5-2 or something like that. Like they had lost against one team, then they had beat Tennessee, and they ranked Florida like 25 or 24, right?
Yeah.
And then Tennessee went on like a little bit of a run, and they had put Tennessee. Tennessee was ranked all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, that is kind of weird. Like, what are they doing? And remember, I kept trying to talk up North Carolina and Miami. I was like, well, I think Miami's a top 25 team. I think North Carolina's like a top 10, top 12 team.
Yeah.
But these teams were never really making big pushes in the committee. In the committee eyes. So because... Mm-hmm. And I said this on the podcast. I said, they don't value the teams in the ACC, the committee is not is showing that they don't have a true value of the teams in the ACC. I kept saying that.
Yep.
And it's not that, like people keep saying, it's about ratings. It's not really about ratings. FSU and Colorado was the top two rated football teams as far as eyes on television was FSU and Colorado the whole year. It's not about ratings. You're going to turn that shit on regardless. They know that. They know that. They know you're going to turn the TV on regardless. There's nothing you can do about that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about ratings. It became about, man, and I think the SEC commissioner said it in a way that I knew it was going to stick. When he said, they asked him about the ideal of if Alabama beat Georgia, would that leave two SEC teams out? And he said, I'm not even going to get into that conversation because one thing is not like the other. So once he said that, he had confirmation that whoever won the SEC is getting in. So he had that confirmation. He knew what time it was, right? So then it became about, to me, I was like, man, they don't value Florida State schedule. And I think that's wrong. So, and then I see a lot of people saying that it's against FSU, it's against FSU. But this is what college football has always been. The problem is, it's never.
Hold on. It can't have always been that way. If you just said Cincinnati was able to get in last year,
okay. I'm gonna get into this
minimum whatever. Like,
but my thing is, it's point. It's never been about who's earned it. Because I remember the year, I never forget this shit. Me and my stepdad got into like a heated argument because FSU got into the national championship game over Miami the year that we beat the year that Miami beat Florida State. But Miami had lost early in the season to Washington. Like, this was like 99 or 98. It might have been 98, I think, or 2000. It was 2000. Florida State had lost to Miami, right? Mm-hmm. That was the only loss Florida State had was to Miami. Miami mm-hmm. had lost to Washington. And then when it came mm-hmm. time to pick, they took FSU over Miami and put them in the national championship game. And I told my stepdad, I said, well, we had the better team and we got a better schedule. He said, Sam, they beat y'all in a game on a football field. And he was like, son, what you gonna understand about college football is it's all politics. And he said, everybody loves Bobby Bowden, everybody loves everything Bobby Bowden stand for, and they much rather have him sitting there than Miami because they think Miami is a bunch of thugs and they hate Miami. And he like, me and him was arguing about this. I'm like, well, FSU ain't no different than Miami. Like, we got gangsters on the team. We do our thing, too. But he was like, but Bobby's more of a showman than Miami is. And he was like, beating the drum about this, right? And I was like, I don't really believe that. He said, you're going to find out the more you watch college football, that college football is straight politics at all time. And it's always politicking going on. So then when you kind of come back and you look at it, once they started this committee to select teams, I never liked that. I kept telling people this. I was consistent on the timeline about this. I hate this. I hate 6, 10, 12 people sitting in a hotel room deciding who they rather watch on TV. Because that's what this is. This is who do I want to watch on TV. That's what this is. Because ESPN is going to cash a check anyway, man. They're going to cash that check. So this became about who do I want to watch? Who do I want to watch on TV? So,
right.
So that's it. That's all this is. And the biggest problem is the Fox station, like when I was watching the Big Ten championship game with Michigan and Iowa, you know what I'm saying? They're on there praising, talking up the Iowa team and what they've been through the whole year, how mm-hmm. great this Iowa team is and right. Michigan and what Michigan had to overcome. Then you turn to listen to the ACC broadcast, they're laughing. That we're punting the football, that we're playing great defense every down. It's a joke. They're laughing about this. Oh, we just got our first down.
So who, right. I guess. So who are you saying is the fault? You saying it was just politics? I'm trying to figure out where.
I think my thing is all this stuff is like combinated in just one weekend of how the ACC has always been viewed. Is what it's always been viewed like, this little brother thing. But FSU was always able to kind of be like, oh, no, we're not built like they are. We're built different than them, which has always been true. And it's still true to this day because, and I told you this, And I said on the podcast, I didn't believe FSU could beat. I didn't think FSU was a better team than Washington, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and Michigan. But when I watched them play defense on Saturday, I said, you know what? That defense is college football playoff caliber. That defense will put you in a game against most teams. Now, you still got Tate Rodemaker back there, so you probably won't win the game. But you will, it would be a game for four quarters, in my opinion, with the way the defense was playing. And I didn't, now, and I told you this, I didn't believe that 3 weeks ago. I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it was just wrong what they did. But then if they saying, well, we want to, this is, this, all they saying is this is who we want to watch. That's all they were saying. And that's aggravating because it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be who Dan Orlovsky want to break down on Wednesday or who Kirk Hershey want to call the game for.
Right.
Like, it
and that's
be
where
that.
I'm at. It, like, again, if you are going to be the conference who called the broadcast who calls the game,
right,
you can't go in with the narrative painting. You know what I mean? Like, they are listening to the games. It was brought up so many. I'm watching all college football weekend. They would mention Florida State, and it was always something negative. We'll see what happens. Will they get in? How will they look? Like, every single game they watched, every time they pivoted to the next upcoming game of Florida State playing, it was always negative. I'm saying as a network, I know it may not seem like they don't like FSU, but I'm saying when all the talking points, everybody who has opened their goddamn mouth about Florida State for the last 3 weeks, every time they've said it, it's been negative. So it's difficult to me to look at and say, well, it's not something personal about FSU when I'm saying nobody else is getting this treatment. Nobody else is getting these talking points. Jordan Travis go down and they elevate and it went even more so. Like, again, Cincinnati was looked at, all right, well, we know they're not that good, but they should still get in. All these other schools were looked at as this is a, while they've still overcome everything, they won. You cannot win 13 games straight, two of which with a second and third string quarterback. The third string played against the number 15 or 14th ranked team in the nation that they picked. You cannot then look at all these things, all these factors, and then they go in a room and change it around without saying something funny is going on. Right. It don't look right in the light. And that's all I'm saying. It don't look right. When when beforehand, all coaches poll got them four. Everybody else, everybody's in agreement that Florida State is the fourth team in the nation. Everybody. What are these six people? What are these people in this room talking about that's not football related? Because clearly it ain't football related. If they're in these rooms talking and Florida State does not end up at four, then we're not talking about football at this point.
Right.
But and it don't matter how trash Louisville is. Our defense made Louisville look trash. That same Louisville team put up numbers against everybody else. So don't tell me that Louisville is all of a sudden trash now.
Well, that's but I think that's the problem is – and I'm gonna keep saying this. This is who they want to see play in the matchup. This is who they want to break down. This is, and I think that that's it's wrong on a lot of levels of what they did. But it just felt like I knew the opportunity for them to do that was there because of how everything was going. And I just think it's ugly side of college football, and they never done it. But I think they felt like they could get away with it because guess what? We got 12 teams next year. I won't have – I ain't got to worry about all this.
The funny thing is we've said this every time they've expanded. They got the, they was two teams. Hey, man, we get the four. This ain't going to happen no more. You get the four, it's 12 teams. Now the 13th team going to be sitting there like, wait a minute, we got a better – like, it's not going to stop. As long as you got some dumbasses sitting in the room making decisions about college football as opposed to letting the on-field product speak for itself, you're going to run into the same problem again next year with another team. Hell, it might be Florida State again.
No, it's going to be worse because, and I just said this on the timeline, I said, bro, you're going to have them trying to now elevate a 8-4, a 9-3 Iowa, a 8-4, 9-3 Ole Miss over like a 10-2 NC State. You see what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, oh, well, I mean, NC State, I mean, they 10-2, but I mean, they don't play in the Big Ten. They don't play in the SEC, so they can't be as good as these teams. And they shouldn't get into the 12-team playoff. And that's the crazy.
That's also a problem. That's because, crazy. Again, when you look at these, again, Alabama shouldn't. Alabama, Auburn lost to New Mexico State in a rout the week before they played Alabama and beat Alabama except for 4th-and-31. And goal from the 31-yard line. Or Alabama, this is – and now all of a sudden, they have went from being a lucky team who just beat a trash Auburn team, mm-hmm. to now being, hey man, they really good. They adept. They the third best team in the. How do you get here? You know what I mean? Like it's.
But like I said, they broke every precedent that they had shown up to this year, and that's the crazy part about it. But I had been saying for years, man, I don't like this stuff. I don't like it. I don't like where it's going.
I will give you that. You have been saying this shit for a long time.
I've been saying this.
It's become corrupt as hell. It's lawlessness. You have been preaching this shit by yourself. And I've been like, I mean, it ain't that terrible. Dog, you are 1,000% correct. This is utter bullshit.
This stuff will adjust and this will be fine and that'll be fine. But it was always coming down this line.
It's government at this point. This is the government. You know what I mean? Shit, yeah. I got to agree with Trump today. Like, this is what college football has brought me to. Come on, man. Ron DeSantis and Trump and Rick Scott is currently agreeing with, like, yo, come on, man. I had to look at my allies and was like, well, shit, that's all I got. That's who I got. But damn. Like, this college football is politics at this point, and it's a dirty fucking game, and I am sad because the problem is the fans ain't the ones who's the worst about it. You gotta look at a guy like Kalen DeLoach and be like, God damn, I feel for a kid who gives his 150 fucking percent every game he give it. And you tell, hey, season done, dog. I know you're gonna have a chance, but yeah, you can get these fucking oranges.
Yeah.
Goddamn oranges.
Yeah, it sucks on a lot of levels, man, because It felt like I don't like the word agenda, because I don't think ESPN called down there to be like, do this. I don't think that happened. But what I do think happened was the SEC, the Big Ten, is controlling so much of college football that it's like they get automatic qualifiers. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Big Ten.
That's a fucking problem.
Right. Because it's been years. Like, even last year, I'm like, okay, man, Michigan beat Ohio State. But what is that saying? Like, this team, like, even this year.
Mid as hell.
Even this year. Yeah. Michigan shouldn't have been one. Washington has played a tougher schedule than Michigan. I said it the whole year. I've been saying it.
When it comes to Florida State.
Right. But I'm saying, I've been saying this stuff. I've been looking at this whole thing and saying, Washington is playing a tough ass schedule. They do this and do that and do this. They should go in. And people are like, oh, Washington, that ain't even real football. Oh, that's just slinging around the yard football. But see, that narrative sticks into the fans, right? That sticks into the fans. So even you downplay.
Because when you start hearing this shit every week, it becomes normal. Yeah, you know what? Florida State don't belong in. And not everybody's on the hype train about Florida State not being in when nobody gave a fuck 2 weeks ago. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying it's an agenda. Because when they started these talking points weeks ago, and then they just started feeding it, slow it more and more. Now, oh, well, Jordan's down. They were looking for a reason to get to this point. You know what I mean? It's like a relationship. You build it, and then you cook. Wait a minute. You left the dishes in the sink? I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, you were already looking for the reason. You just happened to, they've just given you one now. Great. Right. Now I can say they out. That's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying this is an agenda, because you cannot keep painting it. I'm listening to Kirk go from what was at one point like a fan. It's hard for me to look at him now and say, like, again, he has tweeted these things. I've heard him talk about Florida State, even when years when we sucked. And I was like, damn, you know, like, Kirk really seemed like
Florida State.
Kirk really liked Florida State. That's what I'm saying, which is why I keep saying this is an agenda. Did Kirk all of a sudden not start liking Florida State? Or is Kirk out here giving talking points and got $1 million salary? So then I'm going to say what the fuck they told me to say.
Well, see, the bigger problem is not really is, and then even like somebody got mad because they said, first of all, I don't watch ESPN. Let me just say that for one. I don't watch
ESPN.
I'm
not watching no more. Fuck them.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't watch. I don't watch First Take. I don't watch Get Up. I don't go back and listen to a podcast. I don't listen to nothing on ESPN.
I never did.
But somebody got mad about Greg McElroy because he was like pro FSU for almost 3 weeks. Oh, no, they deserve it. And then Alabama won the SEC championship game. And the first thing he said, well, you can't leave Alabama out, so FSU got to come out. And then people got mad at him about that. I'm like, people, think about that. That's Greg McElroy. Yeah. Grant McElroy played quarterback for Alabama. What the hell you think Grant McElroy finna say on television? He's not finna say, it's Grant McElroy. He want to go back to Alabama, bro. Like, this, like he's not going to get on TV and say.
I get it. If, the same way Jesse Palmer ain't too happy to be calling Florida State games either. You know what I mean? And say Florida State win. So, again, listening to that game, it was a whole lot of, boy, this is hard to watch. How dare they? You know what I mean? And this is what I'm saying. Like, you get in the game. Man, call the fucking game. Nobody asked you what's hard to watch. We watching this shit. We know it's hard to watch.
Right.
But they won the game.
But and see, and the bigger problem that I had with all of it, and I kept and see, this is the problem with everybody, because we're too reactionary instead of looking at the stuff what it was happening in our face. I remember Jimbo
in my face for a minute now.
I never forget this. I remember Jimbo in 2012. You know, he was winning those games in 2012, and then Jimbo kept talking about the ACC. Remember that? He was always talking to ACC. Oh, that kid's a good player. That kid can do this. This kid. Oh, this conference is a good conference. He was the only one that's ever done that. That's ever correct. In the ACC. He's the only one that's ever been like, man, we got guys that go to NFL and go to Pro Bowls. We got guys that go to NFL and make all pros. Like Jimbo was saying this about other teams. Mm-hmm. Remember that? He was saying this stuff.
Because he had to.
Because he knew I got a politic. No, because guess what? Because nobody else in the ACC, including the commissioners, including the athletic directors, politic for the teams in the ACC. They act like they're not even a part of football sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it to be funny, but it's like, I ain't saying Duke is this or Duke is that. But Duke is a top 25 team when Riley Leonard was healthy. It's a top 25 team when he's healthy. Nobody ever talks about their players on their team. How they're going to be some of the guys going to NFL.
Those
nobody
DBs. Yeah,
ever.
Those DBs going to the league.
Right. Nobody ever talks about them guys. Mm-hmm. And it's like if it's FSU, it's Clemson, and they act like everybody else are basically G5 football teams, including FSU fans, including some of the Clemson fans and the Miami fans. We act like we're playing against G5 teams. And it's just not – that hasn't been true. But that's a real narrative. Right, that's a real narrative, right? 100%. So we say things like we're gonna put a 50 burger on Duke. We're gonna put a 50 burger on this because this team don't belong. But then you get upset because now you turn around and they saying that same thing. Well, that schedule ain't that good because who is Virginia Tech? Who is Duke? Right? Because nobody's talking up the league. Now I did appreciate them putting EJ Manuel on the ACC network, Mark Rick, but they wanted to me. They wasn't doing enough crossover appeal from the ACC onto the main ESPN network to talk up the conference. And then
EJ Manuel on First Take today.
But they finally brought him up and let him and Eric Macklin, the guy Eric from Clemson.
They should have been ACC. Campaigning for that but weekly. The same way we hear from that big ear motherfucker, we should have been hearing from EJ Manuel every fucking week.
Right.
To talk up the ACC. You 100% right. Go ahead.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, these things matter. But the thing about it, this is football. It shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter how somebody talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know why? Because they finna play tonight, and you get to see them win, and they might make the playoffs. And it don't matter if Jacksonville's 9-8 and they play against a 12-4 team in the playoffs. You know why? Because they get to play, and then they're going to win the game, or they're not going to win the game. We can decide whether they belong or not belong. But you
right
shouldn't
down have the field.
Right, but you shouldn't be. But this is something we've come accustomed. Like, you still got the same people that's complaining about what happened to FSU still talking about plus and minus and power rankings. Why are we still talking about power rankings? But you're complaining about people not taking the schedule serious. All the games matter. But then you turn right back around and talk about power rankings. What are we doing?
Again, they pick and choose strength of record this week. If it was the strength of schedule argument, that would have been their argument as well. Like, it's dog, they're picking and choosing these stats the same way they do with LeBron right now. Well, on Thursdays, he ain't never had a game where he ain't have 6 points. You know what I mean? Like, they pick and choose the stats that benefits the argument to make themselves look good, to make themselves seem right. And it's crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to me just what's going on with the sport that, again, I told you, college football is my sport, man.
Right.
So, I ain't watched football yesterday. I ain't watched a single game. It's not my sport. Like, I'll watch a game here and there if it's good matchup or whatever it is, but I'm not really watching a bunch of these games. So now, because college football is my thing, I watch my team, but that's about it because I don't really like NFL like that. college right. football is it. So right. now to see that my that the sport that I love to watch is now being, I guess it maybe always has been, but it's been hidden.
Corrupt. It's been like this, bro. They used to. It's, let me tell you something, man. Crazy. College football. My stepdad told me this. College football. They would play these regional bowl games: Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They play these games, right? He said they would play the game. The teams that look the best in the game, they get together. They'll vote. On Tuesday, you find out if you're in the national championship. They'll play the game on Saturday. Tuesday, they vote. They vote on Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, they wake up, vote, and say, this is the best team in the country. It's college football. That's what it's always been. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, people got mad because they was like, oh, there's too much regional influence. Oh, the West Coast teams ain't being taken care of. Like, when they did the BCS, I'll never forget this. When they did the BCS, I think the reason why they got rid of the BCS was because it was allowing Oregon's, you know, and some other teams into the national championship conversation because they kept tweaking the formula. Remember, they kept tweaking the formula?
They didn't like that.
They didn't like
that. They changed the sliders up. Yeah, for the BCS. Right. To allow for certain teams to come in. I remember when they did it,
Yeah, because they were like, oh, well, we got to include these guys. So then you had these G5 schools would go, like Boise State would go schedule, they'd go schedule like Georgia or somebody. Like, they would go schedule a top team, you know, and maybe they'll beat them, maybe they not. But, and then Cincinnati did it that year that they went and they scheduled Notre Dame, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's like, but that's still not quantifying how good a team is. Like, people keep talking about being healthy. And I, the reason why I always did kind of like college football because I know when that, those teams play for the national championship, they have 30 days off. Their players are healthy. And we're going to get the best version of this team when they play each other, right?
Yep.
But nobody wanted that because they was like, well, that's not fair because let's see how much depth the team has. Make them play against each other for 12 teams or 4 teams or whatever team playoff. Because in my opinion, when Alabama played Georgia that year in the national championship game, the year Georgia won their first one, I think if Jameson Winston kid didn't tear his ACL up, I think Bama was going to win that game. I really do. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that. But they played the game. He got hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's arbitrary to what you're talking about because it's all football. Like, you got to get healthy. You got to stay healthy. You got to get through the grind of a schedule. And now they kind of said, well, we like these results, but we don't like those results. And we're gonna take these results, and it's like, and like even that criteria sheet that they put out, I'm like, bro, every team got injuries. How can you quantify how good a team is or ain't based on injuries? Like, so you're saying, okay, well, the quarterback is hurt, this is why you can't be in it. It's like, come on, man. Like, Washington's been banged up the whole year. They've been banged up the whole year.
It's also disrespectful to Mike, almost in a sense. You know what I mean? Because again, one thing about Mike, we've shown him when he come in these open night games.
I think his profile have a little something to do with it too. He don't have a high profile, right. Like, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like Nick, right? Because here's the thing, right? If give me Mike with 30 days and Tate Rodemaker, and I believe that Mike would have had a good game plan set up. One thing about Mike has been able to beat better teams that have way more talent than his team does, that does not have key injuries and so on and so forth. If you give him the time to prepare, he has shown the ability that he would have got figured out a way to, if nothing else, they would have given Michigan hell. You know what I'm saying? They would have given Michigan hell for four quarters. Right. And so I think the fact that Mike doesn't have that profile like a Nick Saban or like Alabama also played into it because there's, again,
well, all
Tate Rodemaker, again, that I think Kansas just said it. The Jordan Travis injury was a scapegoat because, again, you give him 30 days, give me Tate Rodemaker in the back and our defense and the talent around him, they would have figured out a way to give them hell. And I don't think they wanted that. They did not want Florida State in the national championship appearance. And again, I don't know what the agenda, I don't know who paid what, I don't know if it's a conference. It's all above my pay grade. But I firmly believe that something's afoot.
I just think when you blatantly look at teams and say, well, I don't think this team can play with that team, I don't really like that train of thought, that mindset. But that is a mindset that has infiltrated into college football fans and the media. They do this shit every year.
Yeah, they do.
They do this every year, and everybody gets into this, like, I mean, I'm one of them too, because I mean, I sit here and say who I think will be favorite this game, how I think the game will play out, you know, and sometimes I'm wrong, sometimes I'm right, but that shouldn't exist in competition like that. It shouldn't exist in competition between the players and the teams. Like Nick Saban said the other day ago, he said, they asked him about getting in the playoffs. Should he get in the playoffs over Texas? He said, y'all got it all figured out. Y'all tell us who gonna win, what Vegas got us minus up and minus and plus this and plus that. We shouldn't even play no games anymore the way y'all talk.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that, he basically put it out there like, this is a joke. Like, okay, I'm gonna go out here and beat Georgia. When I beat Georgia, I don't want to hear anything because that's the number one team in the country. And what y'all gonna do then?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Quick question. I'm gonna deviate for a minute. Players aren't coming to play in the bowl game. How you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's another part of the system that I hate. You know what I'm saying? This is a whole other part of it that I don't like. It ain't just that players are not gonna play in a bowl game because of the NFL. Players not gonna play in a bowl game because they're gonna be in the portal. They're gonna go jump in a portal and not be
in the biscuit and hard to hit.
You know what I'm saying? So all this stuff is just disgusting across college football. It's been headed this way for like 5 years, 6 years, but now it's like here. Like all this ugliness is here now. And it's hard to deal with. And I think in most cases,
I would agree with you. I'm with the players, man. Fuck that Orange Bowl.
Yeah,
and you gotta think about the letdown. You know what I'm saying? This ain't one of those times where.
And I felt for Mike because yeah. I felt for all the players on the team, and the main reason why I felt for Mike was because you don't ever know when you're gonna have a team good enough to make a run to a national championship.
Right.
Bobby had one in 93. It took him all the way to 99 to have another team that could win it. But before 93, he had never, you know what I'm saying? It took him a long time to get to 93. He had been coaching almost 20 years before he got to 93.
Yep.
It takes a long time.
Think about Leonard Hamilton. Think about Leonard Hamilton and the team that we thought could have won it all. Legitimate. Right. Championship caliber basketball team. Now this, you know what I mean? He may never get that team again with that guard play, with NBA talent and all.
Right.
It's hard to win a championship. It takes a lot of luck to win championships. Right. Things that have to go right in your favor. Right. And the fact that Mike knows, I mean, again, it almost moved me to tears watching Mike's reaction. Because if you look at it, Mike sat there for a minute and it almost,
I think he told him, I got to leave. Did he say turn that shit off? I think he said turn that shit off.
I don't know what he said, but I watched it and it was like, and it was almost as if he was like, all right, let me pull myself together because I got a lead. You know what I mean? It was like, I got some words, but I got to lead these guys. So let me take a minute. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what really hurts, because you know Mike is like, I just wanted the opportunity. Because I got the team right now. Even without Jordan, I know I got the
team. Well, you want to shake.
Very seldom do you get to the place where.
Well, even if you lose the game, you want to showcase your coaching ability on that stage against those coaches with your players. Even if you feel like, I probably won't be able to win the game, but man, I'm finna put on a show. Like, I'm finna showcase Mike Norvell and this FSU football program. And plant my flag and say we here for the next 5 or 10 years.
And now again, I'm looking at this Orange Bowl, and if I don't give a fuck, I know these players. Like again, we've heard about the locker rooms already being cleared out from different players. Players already hitting the portal. At this point, I don't know what version of FSU is going in there to play Georgia. I also don't know what version of Georgia is going to play FSU.
Well, the thing about you're
going to end up with them, because both teams is like, no, we have bigger aspirations than this. But I think for Florida State, there's a major letdown from all of these guys, including Mike. So I think the toughest job is going to be somehow for Mike to get these guys up.
Yeah.
To then say, whoever's left, hey, guys, let's go out here and try. And I don't know how you do it, be honest with you.
The difficult part about this is that Georgia team that lost, that was a pretty young team technically they was kind of young in some areas. Like they expected to make a run this year and next year,
right?
So they are going to have guys that's going to go to the NFL and sit out, but you know they still gonna be pretty talented. you know, FSU don't have a bunch of Keon Coleman's and Johnny Wilson's and Jared right. Versus and like right. what Braden Fitz did that last game was, I mean, that was almost Tim Jernigan stuff to me. I mean, that was, like I told you, I said, I didn't think they had.
Fitz was every bit of Tim Jernigan.
Yeah, every bit. Last week. So I don't know if we got another one of those waiting in the wings, right? Not now, not until the portal time come up, you know. So
I think Mike's gonna be a beast, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I hope Mike, the players who are still on this team, the players coming in, I'm hoping these dudes come in with some sort of attitude.
Can I say something else? Go ahead. Can I say something else? Like, people keep saying SEC. Bro, I'm telling y'all, this is the SEC and the Big Ten doing this. The Big Ten don't get as much blame as the SEC because ESPN shoved the SEC down our throats. Mm-hmm. But the Big Ten basically destroyed the Pac-12. They destroyed that conference, bro. They came in here and was like, oh, we're going to create an alliance with the ACC and the Pac-12, and we're going to combat all this SEC talk and all this SEC stuff. And what they did, like a month later, they was taking UCLA and USC and Oregon from the Pac-12 and basically dissolved that conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not blameless in this. They started a lot of this stuff by taking Maryland. Remember they took Maryland back in the day? Like,
oh gosh, so, yeah.
So like this, like thinking that it's just the SEC. The thing with the SEC is this: they all have the same narrative. The players, from the players to the coaches to the administrators to the people that run the SEC channel to ESPN, we got the bigger, stronger, faster conference. We put all the players in the NFL. We can win. We win national championships. We don't compete for them. We win national championships in this conference. That is something that is uniform up and down that conference. Players, coaches, administrators, they all say the same thing. You don't see that in other conferences. Like the Big Ten, and I told somebody this, the reason why good coaches go to the Big Ten and never leave, they have no pressure to win there. You know what I'm saying? A giant Frank can go to Penn State, man. And he can go put them 10 wins up there. And y'all can call him overrated all y'all want. But if he keep putting 10 wins up there, Penn State has no desire to fire him. You can hate Kurt Ferentz at Iowa as much as you want, but you know what? They don't care if they punt the ball 100 times in 6 weeks. They can win every game 3-0. But as long as they win 7 to 8 games a year, Kurt Ferentz has a lifetime contract.
Them checks gonna clear every week. The checks gonna clear.
Because guess what? Our fans know we're gonna have a competitive football team. Every now and then we're gonna win 10 games, and we good with that. Mississippi State, that don't exist at Mississippi State. You can't keep winning 7 games at Mississippi State. You can't do that. You're getting fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Because you know Mississippi State feel like they can win a championship.
Right. Because that's the SEC way about going around things, how they do things. You know what I'm saying? So it's like every conference have a different thing. I don't begrudge the SEC for campaigning for their teams to get in the playoffs. I don't begrudge them. I do begrudge the ACC for not mandating that Florida State get promoted more, that EJ Manuel wasn't on more of these shows, that the dude Eric and Eddie Royer wasn't on more of these shows. I do blame a spineless ACC commissioner for that type of stuff. I do blame him for that. I do. This man gave the trophy to Mike Norvell and didn't even say a word. Like, bro, get out there and say something. Hey, this is one of the best teams in the country.
That was your time to campaign. Yeah, that was say your time. You need to be. Say. Yeah, like, you see what's going on. Yeah, now's your time to campaign. Yeah.
And then you think about, so you can't begrudge the SEC for doing what's best, what's in the best interest for the SEC.
Oh, like, no, I don't begrudge the SEC. I begrudge the motherfuckers who's listening to who's listening to it.
But
I don't
that's
want
the problem.
I don't want my analysts to not be analysts. You know what I mean? I want my analysts to just analyze what the fuck they're seeing. That's what my problem is. The SEC is doing what they're doing. Nick Saban doing what he's supposed to do, the same way Mike did what he was supposed to do when he got up there and started talking and he was done with the BS and he was like, yo, we should be in, period. When he got to that point, great, you're doing what you're supposed to do. The ACC has failed on that aspect. But what absolutely should happen is Kirk Herbstreit and all the other people in the Reese Davis and Tessitore and all them other ones should be in that booth unbiased as humanly possible. I get it. You play... I get you played for Bama, you played for Florida, you played for these teams. I get it. But you absolutely should do your best to be as unbiased. Don't get on my television watching my team play and only find the negatives. You know what I mean? Right. And only point out the negatives. Don't have – I'm watching Washington and Oregon play, and you mentioning Florida State, and you talking about how they may not get in. That is a – stop putting that in people's heads. Stop putting that out there in the atmosphere. Stop putting that out there, because that's not that, – now at this point you are – fulfilling an agenda. Stop with the agendas
and even somebody like EJ Manuel should have been on College Game Day.
But why would they when it ain't gonna benefit them? Like you said, if I'm favoring, if I know I'm favoring, I got an agenda with the SEC, why would I bring EJ Manuel along except for to talk about the bullshit?
Well, the thing about it is, I think if you got the right commissioner, he's gonna push these narratives, help push the narratives.
Fair enough.
You can't begrudge Greg Sankey for finding better deals within the SEC. You can't begrudge him for saying, hey, CBS, this contract doesn't last forever. This contract is going to be up for bid in the next 5 or 10 years. The ACC is not even trying. Ain't even trying to get any money out of the SEC. I mean, out of ESPN.
Yo.
So you can't begrudge Greg Sankey for saying, hey, one thing ain't like the other. He on his network, he on the ESPN network saying the same thing. And then, like, I'll never forget this. Kirk Herbstreit used to be, he will find teams that he liked, that's his favorite teams, and he'll push those teams the whole year. This ain't nothing new for Kirk Herbstreit. He used to do this with Ohio State. When Dabo, remember people used to get mad at him about the Clemson narrative because they were like, oh, your son played for Clemson. Ah, be quiet. Remember that? His son played for Clemson. So he finds teams that's his favorite teams and the teams that he want to see. And he pushed these things, man. He pushed these agendas and stuff like that. You know,
then Kirk, sit your old ass down.
Yeah.
If you can't get up, give me some. Again, I was a fan of Kirk.
Bro.
If you cannot go out there and just call what you see in front of your face, give me somebody else.
I do think the
narrative painting at this point, because especially when you've gotten to, again, we watched them paint it and we was just like, okay, whatever. They can paint the narratives, but you know, at the end of the day, wins gotta matter. Wins gotta matter. No team has ever been left out, whatever, right? So we heard it for a long time, and I got on the fans like, yo, dog, just win. This is unnecessary. We ain't got, like, you have been getting on the fans saying, hey, dog, why y'all arguing with these talking heads? They just talking or whatever. Just win. Well, they did that, and still they left them out. And that's why the narratives were so important. So the people who were fighting, I apologize. I was wrong. Y'all should have still been fighting, because they were fighting against a narrative that was literally being put right in front of the people, in front of the committee, in front of all these other folks. Well, if Kirk believed this, and Dan Orlovsky believed this, and this motherfucker believed this, then at this point, it starts being like, okay, well, we got enough talking points in this sport to where we may be able to get this off. Yeah, the fans be mad for a little bit, but we got enough people on our side in the right spots to where we can get this off. And they've now painted this thing for enough weeks to where they can get more people behind it. And that's what pisses me off. Like, it became a thing where they have been actively trying to get Florida State out of it. And like you said, this happened before Jordan got hurt.
Yeah, and then with the Kirk thing is, you know, I'm going to give it a year or 2 years when FSU is really good in 2 years, I think. And, you know, he'll be back campaigning for FSU every week, talking about how great they is. And guess what? Mm-hmm. All of y'all forget about it and not care anymore. And say, look, listen to Kirk. Listen to Kirk. Right.
Fuck Kirk.
But I'm just saying, but this is how this stuff goes. This stuff goes in cycles. They pick who they want to pick. They decide who their teams are. They be deciding who these teams are before the games even start playing. They
know
decide.
the most hypocritical day. Oh, I'm calling the game. I can't predict the score. Bitch, you just spent the last 45 minutes talking about who you thought was going to win, why you thought they were going to win, and all sorts of stuff, but you draw the line at giving the score?
Mm-hmm.
cut it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've watched them do this. I'm calling the game. I can't give it. But yeah. I do feel like, what? Come on, man. Like, it's all, again, maybe I'm late to this party. Maybe that, you know what I mean? I should have been here, whatever it is, but. Oh, it's crazy to see it now. Watch them paint this narrative, paint this movie, and then watch it play out the way it did, man. It's crazy to me, man. Like, I'm floored. I would have never, I think yesterday it was maybe more, not even anger, but disbelief. Because I didn't think that it was possible to I didn't think it was possible that they would even think that they can get it off. That's what I think was crazy.
I think the problem with most see other fan bases deal with this type of like being left out. Because it happens, man. You get left out. People get left out. It happens, right?
Yeah, but smaller schools. I expect Cincinnati, UCF.
Right, you know right. I mean? See, because they less than. They less than.
Yeah.
In your mind.
And they are less than.
Yeah, right. I mean, so what has happened is, for the first time, FSU, like, we don't even consider ourselves a part of the ACC. We're like, well, we in the conference, but we not like y'all, Duke. We not like y'all, Wake Forest. But then the committee basically said, nah, y'all is like them. Like, nah, that's who y'all are, too. Y'all not like the other teams. And that's the frustrating,
tough,
heartbreaking, disappointing thing about it, right? Because that's what they basically said about how they did it. And, you know, it's...
Y'all a part of that conference, too. Y'all a part of that. They looked at y'all and said, y'all a part of that trash-ass conference, too. That's exactly what happened. And that's a
y'all
real
be calling trash all
That's a real humbling experience if you a Florida State fan or you a part of the ACC. Because at this point, there is no way they can... You made it. You made the statement.
Right.
The ACC is not a part of the group of five.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they've said, right?
Right.
We get it, but we don't respect y'all.
If you haven't already, make sure you like the show. Hit the like button. I think we got another 15, 25 minutes.
What Candace said is correct. Not one team with a loss. You telling me 2 1-loss teams is better than an undefeated team? You have made it clear that this conference is not on par with the other conferences. We believe the SEC, we believe the Big Ten, we believe the Pac-12, that is no more, and we believe that are all better conferences than what you have. So their loss is greater than your 13-0.
Well, I think
that's crazy.
Well, I think
that's crazy.
So this whole thing is kind of weird because I think, like, if you start saying, well, who's the better teams? Do I think they put the better teams in the Final Four? I do. I believe that. Put the most deserving teams in there? No, I don't believe they put the most deserving teams in the
Yeah, I believe Texas and Bama would beat us? I probably would pick them over us. It don't matter, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that's the upset. It don't matter. Like, I believe that. But I probably wouldn't have. I would have told it's a coin flip with Michigan and Washington.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
No, I think the way the defense was playing, when I watched them in that Louisville game, I told you, I said, man, you know, I didn't think they could. Like, I think the Michigan would have looked a lot like the Iowa game if we'd have played Michigan. I think we probably would have put up another touchdown over them. So I think it would have been like 23-10. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I think it would have been better than that, but I get you.
Well, I'm just saying what I think. I mean, I could be wrong, man. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I think with Tate Rodemaker, that Michigan defense would have feasted a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that shouldn't matter because you did win all your games. So what somebody thinks, this is the problem. What somebody thinks,
that shouldn't matter. At all. That's what, fuck what you think. What happened on the field?
Think about this, though. You got people like Bill Connolly, who does plus and minus advanced metrics that tell you, and it's like all this shit has just gotten, we have got so far beyond, we can't land the plane anymore. Why are we doing plus and minuses, power rankings based on advanced metrics that tell us this when you look deeper into the numbers? Like, what are we talking about, people?
Man, when did they come up with this strength of record, strength of schedule metric?
They should have kept college football regional.
Yeah.
They should have kept it regional. That made it different than the NFL. But now you made college football where you're saying we're going to crown a champion. So when you say you're going to crown a champion, everybody want to feel like they have a chance to be a champion. That's the problem with this system. That's the problem. Should have kept the game regional. Because, see, it's easy to argue, oh, man, we could beat those teams on the West Coast. But it's different when the team on the West Coast get in and you don't get in and you don't even get a chance to even play the team on the West Coast.
That's the part.
So
that part right now.
So, and people saying the system rigged. I'm telling you, it's been like this, man. I'm telling y'all, it's been like this. It's been like this.
Man, the system is broken. The system is broken.
But, see, it hit harder. Broken. It hit harder because you don't feel like you should be a part of the Boise States of the world, like UCFs. Like when you
but the thing is, Florida State is not a part of, like,
no, I'm saying fuck, like, fuck that's how I make you feel.
Fuck what Boo said. Florida State is a part. I get it, right? Like they I know they've said, we, you know what I mean? Mm. The ACC is not this and FSU is not that or whatever it is, but FSU is still a brand, right? They are still right. A big brand or whatever. Now, again, are they Alabama? I guess not, right? Are they Texas? Guess not, but they still are a brand. You've been made to feel like you got to go sit at the kid table,
right?
Hey, I know you thought you was welcome. I know you thought you was one of us, but go sit over there.
Right,
go sit over there. We'll call you next year. And that's what kind of like it gets real crazy, I think. And 13 dudes looking at you, telling you in your face that you ain't one of them. It'll rub you the wrong way, man. And I'm having a hard time. You know what I mean? Just listening to these cats.
Anytime you sit people in a room and say, "Go decide who should compete for a championship," because that's basically what they're saying. They're saying, "Go in a room, go decide who should compete." That's what they said. They said, "Hey, these teams played some games, and that was cute. But I need y'all to go in the room. I need y'all to go tell us." Who do we want to see compete, you know? And, you know, that's a lot of questions in the chat. I'm going to get to some of these questions right now. So I'm going to do sporadic first. He said, I guess he's trying to say, does my take on ESPN wants FSU out crazy now? Because me and Sporadic got into a debate about that effort that ESPN had an agenda to drive FSU out of the college football playoffs. I do not believe an ESPN executive came out and said, "I don't want FSU in the playoff." I don't believe that. I believe
that absolutely happened.
Right.
I believe that.
Right.
I agree with Chris in this.
Right. But I think
the conversation happened. I believe a memo went out. I believe there was talking points given. And I don't think if we ever get to a place where they prove it, when the doc come out 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we'll all find out. But I fully believe that the ESPN does not want Florida State in for whatever reason.
Right.
Money related.
I think what's going on is like these are personal feelings, right?
Okay.
But when you talk about money decisions and saying ratings and this and that, well, FSU travels as much as any other fan base. FSU, if they put FSU in and didn't put Alabama in, guess what? FSU is still a property of ESPN. They still own FSU. This isn't like they don't own FSU. They do own FSU. ESPN does. I remember my stepdad used to tell me that he felt like Nike shoes was driving the bowl games and who's getting featured on TV because they wanted to put Nikes on the television. I remember this conversation with him, right? So I do think the conspiracies are going to fly and just get crazy. But I mean, I think what happened, in my opinion, these talking heads and these people decided who they want to see. This is who they want to see and who they didn't want to see.
Quick question.
I don't think the executive actually gave a damn because they get paid regardless.
We're going to agree to disagree on that one. Has the ACC come out and said anything?
I mean, they sent a statement, but ACC.
No, I'm saying, did they release a statement?
Yeah, they always
release. Did it sound like Mike's statement or like a Alpha statement?
I mean, it's a lot of.
I didn't see the statement. I'm genuinely
a lot of asking. Thoughts and prayers, man. Hey, I will tell you something that is funny. It's always thoughts.
I ask you that because the comment right below that, you know, because I haven't heard anything from the ACC, or at least not something strong enough that I've read that I thought was something. And somebody said, "We declare war on ESPN with us establishing the Seminole Channel and preparing to lead the ACC. They declare war on us by excluding us from the college football playoff. This should have been expected."
Okay, so I'm going to tell you
conspiracy theories. This one ain't crazy.
Right. So let me tell you all that. So under that belief right there, then ESPN will never put FSU in the playoffs. They might always pack
at some point, you're going to have a choice. You can still paint a narrative about Florida State. No. Again, I'm saying this year they had a choice. If this year you have the opportunity to make a choice. And this year they chose, all right, cool. If y'all want it, if it's up, then it's up. I was trying to go somewhere I didn't want to go. In my opinion, I think this makes a whole lot of sense because, again, when you start pushing back against a system,
right?
Which Florida State has been pushing back against a system. The system don't just fold easily. So, in my opinion, I can see how they have rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in a lot of different rooms, in my opinion.
I think, now, do I think FSU rubbed the ACC the wrong way? Absolutely.
100%. When we started posting those numbers every week, you ain't going to convince me that somebody in them offices didn't take too kindly to the fact that Florida State keep posting every week. I think I said a few weeks ago, hey, boy, we out here selling ass. Like, because it was real clear that we were trying to show folks, this is what we do. Every single week, this is what we do. Florida State had the 5.7 million viewers. This is the top game of the night and such and such and such and such and such and such. And every week we did that, somebody sat there and got pissed off because they understood it was a shot.
Yeah.
The same way Florida State was using it as a shot, they took it as a shot. Well, now, shit. All right. If it's up, it's up. That's my opinion.
So I got that one done out the way. If UGA win, is FSU still in the car? I think
I think they would have still found a way to find Texas and put them in.
I think if UGA would have won, I think FSU would have got in. The problem was they couldn't put Bama in without putting Texas in. That was the dilemma. They could not that do was. It.
I agree. My unanger self says yes. That's probably where Florida State probably gets in. But at this point, they built that narrative so long. they built that narrative so long, and this Brown is kicking in. You know what I mean? Like at this point, I'm willing to believe all of it. You throw it out there against the wall, I can see it.
It's all about money. Going to be same shit with 12. Yeah, I agree with that.
13 got a better score set. Yeah.
If JC 13, the reason why we ain't in, he needs to be the highest man. Don't y'all agree? I think you could make it. I think they made a case that I guess he's the most valuable.
He should at least be invited. Yeah. If he's that important, he at least should be invited.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
give him an honorary award or something. Shit.
College football didn't use their criteria to eliminate FSU. They said which coach you like better and Travis being hurt. What? Stop the facade. Just call the SEC Invitational. Have all it's fun to me how y'all putting all that on the SEC and the Big Ten is like getting no culpability in this stuff because they have a big part to do with this stuff too, man. But I find that funny because they work in the shadows a lot better than the SEC.
They're way better. SEC is way more out front. Yeah.
Yeah. The Big Ten work in the shadows.
They've done a good job of hiding it.
Yeah, because they do it. They've done a great job of destroying conferences, like really, like just dissolving them all together. It's hilarious. Why don't FSU join the SEC then? Well, this is the problem. ESPN owns the properties of FSU. Okay? They own the property, right? They own that at a discounted rate. Okay?
That is correct.
So I'm going to put this in some very ignorant terms. If you are paying somebody $15 an hour as a ground level worker, and you teach that worker how to be a manager, how to be an accountant, how to be all these different things, and all you're paying is $15 an hour, why would you promote him to $25 an hour if he's going to sit there and keep working because he's in a long-term contract? When you want to get an upgrade and pay, don't you have to normally leave the job to go get the upgrade and pay?
It's the reason why these corporations have pay schedule. Like you can only make so much money while staying with the company as you climb the corporate ladder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I literally did this, a couple years ago. I left my company for 6 months, came back and got the salary that I should have been paid beforehand, but they weren't going to pay me. And this was the recommendation by my director at the time who said, dog, you can get what you boot. You want to make that money. You can make it. You just have to come back.
Right.
And he told me to leave and come back. And that's exactly what I did. I left, came back. Like they have no incentive of paying you as long as you stay with the company.
Do y'all believe this will have a positive or negative effect on recruiting over the next 3 years? I don't believe it has any
positive or negative effect.
Yeah, I don't believe that actually. No.
So
I think this is something I'm gonna talk about this for like 5 or 10 minutes. All of this stuff stems from 2012, signing that Granite Rights deal, right? Because the idea was going to be, and this is the problem, the ACC was never thinking big. The ESPN and the SEC, for one, never gave their rights over to anybody in particular, right? They always signed short, long-term, short deals, right? And always gave themselves the ability to get out of deals and negotiate other deals or other TV contracts, right? So that's why CBS never owned all of the SEC, right? You get, they were like, hey, we'll give y'all a 3:30 time slot. It'll be our game of the week, but we want to fish out some of these deals over to Fox, or now we're going to turn around and do, give it ESPN and with Disney and stuff. The ACC was trying to make deals with Raycom, right? Like, I want to help my little son out. So he got a TV network. We're going to start a Raycom channel. We did this with Ingram. We talked about this stuff. Like, you know, it was like we went through this whole diatribe on how John Swafford basically destroyed the ACC by not thinking big enough. You know what I'm saying? So, FSU had a chance to get out of the deal in 2012, and Jimbo was the only one that really wanted to get out. I think it was some of the board been wanting to get out too. But at the time, you had somebody like Eric Barron was the president of FSU, and he's a traditionalist. And as a traditionalist, he wanted to keep all these conferences together. So he went in there and signed this deal, this long-term deal with the ACC, this grant of rights to keep the ACC together, because he didn't want the Big Ten or the SEC to take any more teams out of the ACC. But it, FSU should have never signed that deal. And then Eric Barron signed that deal. Then, like, the next year, he goes off to Penn State to go become the president at Penn State. He should have never even had an opportunity to make that deal. And that kind of destroyed it. That kind of, that's kind of why we're where we're at right now with all of this stuff, because of them signing that deal. And then, what's your guy name? Stan Wilcox wanted to be, you know, he wanted to be in the offices of the ACC. So he went back and renegotiated the deal and got back in the deal even longer. So it's just a lot of incompetence. FSU had bad leadership for almost, what, a decade, two decades? And now you feel the ramifications of that bad leadership. Now, I do think we got good leadership now. So I think long-term prospects, I think FSU is going to be fine. I really do believe that. I'm not even saying that to be funny.
I agree.
You know, and, but right now.
Maybe that's where we leave it, right?
Yeah.
We, you know what I mean? Just listen. It's bad. It's real, real bad. Whatever the fans want to do, boycott the wait. Should we really be surprised? FSU constantly gets screwed by the AC and all sports AC. Okay. Anyway. It's bad. You know what I mean? We all hurt. We hurt for the players. We hurt for 100%.
Yeah, they don't want, bro. They had an opportunity to get West Virginia, they didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just, they don't do things that make sense, man. They have no foresight, they have no view into the future, what needs to happen. You know, they just don't.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like Sam said, they currently have the number three recruiting class. They still, I think they're still gonna get a few more players. I promise you 100% they're going to find them a quarterback. They look like they have their choice of quarterback at this point. Whether, I mean, I would think of all the destinations, Florida State's probably one of the most attractive. So Cam Ward, DJ Uiagalelei, whoever the choice of quarterback, whoever Mike believes is the best one to give them a chance to win, they will probably get them. They're going to have wide receivers if they want them. I believe they're going to get some linemen as well, because I think they need them. I think they're going to play some linebackers and some line. I think at this point, Mike is hungry. I think one of the best things that could have happened is the fact that Mike did get turned, you know what I mean, that he got denied. Because one thing I do believe about Mike, and Mike is a competitor. Yeah. I listened to Mike talk. I've met him. And Mike is a competitor. You know what I mean? So this is sitting with him. As pissed off as we are. And again, we was on the biggest detractors of Mike. But one thing I will tell you, as pissed as we are, I guarantee you Mike is 10 times this. Mike is 10 times this. So Mike is already in the lab trying to figure out, how can I make them pay next year? And so, boy, I pray that everybody remains healthy and Florida State does the fucking damage to everybody they play against.
Yeah,
I absolutely believe that.
But you know what's crazy? The crazy thing, because I see a lot of people saying, you know, F ESPN and this and all this stuff. But what's crazy is, and it's something I'm doing now with my business, is like you always trying to fortify your position, right? Where your business or whatever you're doing will sustain itself to be successful without you. Even if people don't want to work with you, or this person don't want to work with you, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I lose a contract, I want to make sure I fortify my position with other contracts, so right. I'm not dependent on this contract, whatever.
Right.
And what a lot of these CEOs have done in America, you know, we talk about Disney, ESPN, and Apple, and all the other people, they fortify their position where you can't turn it off. You can't turn the faucet off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to watch that big time FSU LSU matchup on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn that faucet off. Like, it's, you can get as mad, like, it. Even
There's no way to absolutely be like, fuck ESPN.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
Florida State's gonna play majority of the games on the ESPN network. Right. I'm gonna watch them. I mean, again, it's fuck ESPN, and I'm with y'all. Trust me. Yeah. But I mean, when Florida State plays whoever they play on ESPN, I'm gonna tune in. You know what I mean?
You can't fortify.
I might listen on. I might watch on mute. I might tweet a whole bunch of things at the analysts just to, you know what I mean, make sure y'all feel it. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a watch. Now, again, I never watched First Take. I told T-Wig a long time ago, that shit's like watching cartoons. I can't watch. It's silly. You know what I mean? It's silly stuff, and it's been silly for a long time now, and I'm grown. I don't watch cartoons. So I've never watched all of them little silly debate shows that they put up there for real. So I've never watched those, and I will continue to not watch. I ain't watching nothing else. But if Florida State come on, even basketball, I'll probably watch. So it's only you can only fuck ESPN but so much. Somebody I see you put Trayshawn Ward. If Trayshawn Ward would have come back here, I thought he knows the system. He runs great in Mike's system. If he want to come back, cool. I mean, he got to compete like everybody else. I don't know if he automatically jumps up to running back one. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But if Trayshawn Ward want to come back, cool. We absolutely go after a QB. Like, one thing that I think we've seen is that Tate Rodemaker and Brock Glenn is probably not going to be – don't go get you where they want to be at. They both had auditions, and neither one of them looked great in those auditions. So, if nothing else, they're bringing in a quarterback. They'll probably bring in a quarterback and take the transfer.
Right.
Mike, you know, Glenn may stay, who knows. But definitely Brock is gonna hit the portal. And they're gonna, like I said, I really do think Mike may have his pick. You know what I mean? Like,
you think Brock Glenn gonna hit the portal?
No, I said I think Tate Rodemaker. I think Brock stays. I think Brock stays. He's a true freshman. So if you tell him I got to sit another year behind, you know what I mean, a guy who's coming in, I don't think he's going to look at that. And then he ready for his junior year.
Yeah.
I believe Brock stays.
Well, do y'all just give up and don't come back next year on fire? How would y'all want your kids respond to your sucker punch? I think
they're going to come back fired up. I really do. I believe the people who are there is going to stew with them. This is going to stew with them all season long. It's going to fuel workouts. And I can absolutely see Florida State coming back, you know, hungry.
Yeah.
Really hungry.
I wonder if it was a mistake for FSU. You should allow, should probably just work behind the scenes and put a plan together. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what he mean, though.
No, I mumbled that. I have to remember that we have audio listeners too.
What you mean? Shouldn't have been so loud.
So I wonder if it was a mistake for FSU to be so loud. Should have probably just worked behind the scenes and put a plan together. He talking about as far as talking about getting out of the conference, like that board of trustees.
Oh, okay, meeting. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yep. My I had no problem with that, but. My one thing about FSU is they like to signal things too much. Like, you remember when they had that meeting, they convened that meeting about Willie after the Wake Forest game? And I was like, well, if you're going to do the meeting about firing him, just fire the man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't tell us we don't. Like, they was calling folks down and saying, hey, you. Like, you was at the game. You told me. It was like, Derrick Brooks walked by me. They called him into the that day. My bad, y'all. I'm drunk. I've been drinking. But, yeah, he was like, yo, they called him down next to me. It was like, you saw folks moving. I was in the Champions Club, and it was, you know what I mean? They got shaken. I think Willie finna get gone.
Yeah. Like,
it was real, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
obvious that this is what we got going
on. But the thing is that they was they had a signal to the fan base that they wasn't going to stand by and not do nothing. That got the fan base excited. Probably got some donations, right? Probably got some people to come out their pocket to donate. We're going to get out of here. Y'all going to need some extra money. So we'll start signaling to get that done. So the hindsight of that is, in my opinion, is that you don't say stuff unless you're ready to do something. Like, I ain't going to tell my son I'm finna get my belt and spank you if I'm not finna get my belt and spank you. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it's a little something to do with that. But I, like I said, at the end of the day, ESPN own the ACC and you in a long-term deal with them. Like, they're going to get paid regardless. Like, I keep telling people this. If FSU go to the Big Ten, the revenue that FSU would get from the Big Ten, they would have to still pay ESPN and the ACC that money.
Right.
That's how messed up that deal is. Like, people keep saying, oh, we're going to just go to the Big Ten. Okay, where who's going to fund the college football? Who's going to fund the sports operation at FSU when you do that? Because now you're talking about paying up to $45 million per year. You're losing out $45 million, then paying another, what, $20, $30 million per year? So you're talking about $60 million coming out of your athletic budget per year.
Right. That's a huge.
Can you do that? Because you're not Texas. You're not Texas A&M. You're not Notre Dame. And even they probably wouldn't do that.
I was gonna say they would feel it. You know what I mean? You'll feel that. Taylor Dog said we should have been loud as fuck. That's what most of our fans' problems are, scared to be tough. It's really not even about tough, right? Sometimes you got to be quiet just as a strategic move. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like if you are quiet, then you can move in the shadows. You can move behind the scenes. So now when I am loud, the move has already been made. It don't matter because I've said it. Like, if you're going to be loud, be loud, but get out, but make sure you get out. You know what I mean? Like, bro, if you're going to be loud, be loud and make sure you get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, that should have been, like, in other words, when everybody was like, yo, it could be any week now, it could be any day now, then get out. Now your loudness makes sense. Now you're loud, you know, you loud, but it made sense because now you're gone. I was loud because I'm out, but now I'm loud and I still got to stay here. Yeah. You just create nothing but enemies at this point. You know what I mean? Like, the ACC ain't doing you no favors because they don't give, like, you express your point, cool, but you still here.
And like I told people, I thought FSU would be out of the conference in the next
should have been out
2 years or whatever, right? I said this like 3 years ago, I think. But then I told you, once the Big Ten took UCLA and USC, that took away this avenue to just get to the Big Ten, right? It took away the avenue. I said that. Yeah. So anybody that's on a podcast saying we're going to the Big Ten, we're going to the Big Ten, how? 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 No, I'm serious. Like, how are you going to do that? Like, they got UCLA. They got USC. They got Oregon. How? How are you getting there? What road? What road you driving down? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Sam's how is hilarious. How you gonna do it?
I'm asking, like, people, I mean, until they decide they're gonna make two super leagues, until they decide they're gonna make two super leagues and put 35 to 40 teams in two super leagues, right? What road are we going down? What other avenue are we going down? Oh, shit. Florida is not going to let you in the SEC.
Florida, listen, we will listen.
Okay.
Florida ain't letting us in. Now, especially not as long as Miller Napier over there. These think they finna go beat in conference, have to get beat out of conference every week, every year.
From what I heard, Georgia don't want FSU in either.
Oh.
Those are Georgia. Two recruiting people you got to recruit against, Georgia.
You damn sure don't want them on the inside and with money. Yeah, you put Florida State on the inside in Florida and with money. Shit.
So,
and Mike can show he don't build those relationships. Y'all should have gave him time. See, that was the thing. Mike didn't have no relate when Mike came in this conference with no relationships, no connections, no behind the scenes, no nothing. And y'all sorry ass football team struggled and struggled and struggled and never capitalized. And now Mike don't got them recruiting. He got those recruiting connections. The behind the scenes don't fix itself. Surtain is out here doing the Lord's work on this recruiting trail. And at this point, we on your head. See, when Mike was 15 and 16, we ain't have shit. Now, we on y'all ass. And that's where y'all don't make the fucking mistake. So y'all better not let us in there. Y'all give us that money and the SEC, behind us, that shit'll be over with for you. And they know that. So y'all better not, they better not let us in. That's just a fact.
Yeah, but my point is, how do you navigate yourself into that?
You can't.
That's what I keep trying to tell people. Like,
you ain't gonna bully Georgia and Florida into letting you in. Yeah, so like I'm not. You gotta figure out.
I'm not arguing with people. Like people think I'm like, oh, well, Sam, you making a mockery of me, and you trying to destroy my platform. Like I'm not trying to destroy your platform. I'm asking you how. Like I'm asking you, what avenue do you see? Because if you talk to certain people, they would tell you, Georgia and Florida are charter members in the SEC. They carry more weight than what Texas A&M and Mizzou want to do.
Right. 100%. 100%.
So, I mean, how are you going to get it done?
Terry said all this is a moot point when the 12-team playoff come in. Let me explain to you why that's not the case. Because this exact same thing can happen next year. Florida State can lose their quarterback again at the 12th spot. Bama can be at 13. If the exact same narratives, the exact same stories can play, and now Florida State does not get the 12th spot, Alabama does. And it may not be Florida State and Alabama next year, or Florida State and Texas next year. It could be Michigan and Ohio State. I don't know. But whatever right. it is, whatever the team is, somebody going to get screwed at the end as long as you got people in there making decisions based on what they want to see. Oh, right. I would like to see what Texas and Washington would look like. They never played each other. Like, that's what it is. Like, there are people making decisions right now. And making these decisions based solely on what they want. And it's gone off the rails at that point. This ain't about Florida State or anything at this point. It's about, all right, we want to see these guys.
And I think this dude said, might be better off staying in ACC and pay ourselves what the buyout would cost and rule the conference. And that's what I said, right? I said we would have to create a third party rights to create the extra revenue.
Which they've done.
Right? Which that's what they did by creating that app, right? So, I don't go off these tangents to piss people off, man. This is just stuff I think about. I really think this stuff through. You know, so I'm not putting out 100 YouTube videos a day for engagement. I don't care that much. I mean, I care enough. I like doing this stuff, but I don't care enough to just create scenarios out of nowhere. Like I think this stuff through. I have 6 days to come up with something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pushing for content. So. I think FSU is going to be in this conference for at least another 2 or 3 years, unless something crazy happened, which I think that would have to be the NCAA creating a football commissioner. If you get a commissioner, create budgets, salary caps, and rules and structure, then yeah, I think a lot of things can change. But I just don't see the NCAA giving up all that money to get a power to one person.
Ain't nobody giving up no money.
So I don't know, man. That's why I said this. Live in? Like I keep telling everybody, all this stuff is a facade. All this stuff is fake. All of us is a scam. It's a sham.
Smoke and mirrors.
Everything you believe in is not true. Just enjoy watching your team play football.
Bamboozled.
Yeah. So
yeah, man. They listen. Everything we know and love, everything we believe in, everything we thought was true about it. Win the games. We in a respectable conference, guys. This is not the Big East. The right. ACC is not equal to the Pac-12 and all these other.
It's supposed to be equal, but they showed you that in their eyes, you are not equal to the Big Ten. Right in our face, they
said, nah, dog. Nah. Yeah. We would much rather see. You know what I ain't going to say what I was going to say.
Well, man, we went an hour and 23 minutes on this podcast.
We really did. I ain't really. Yeah. Listen, man, we appreciate y'all. Florida State, we back next year. Mike, give them hell. We don't. I'm assuming we will do, you know, another podcast for the Orange Bowl. We may not, because fuck that Orange Bowl.
Well, I'm going to try to keep doing a pod a week, even through the offseason. I'm going to try to keep doing a pod a week, even through the offseason. I know I like to take a little time
off. I'm cool with it. Yeah, listen, I'm cool with it.
It's aggravating when somebody make you feel like you're not a part of the cool kids club. That's a little irritating, and I get it. But this is the reality of what was set in front of us back in 2012 when they signed that deal. This was these things became a reality. It just hit like a brick this week. I mean, this week in particular. Yeah, you can see all the strings and the tea leaves. But
We ended with this. Terry Reese comments. What do you say? FSU will help his cause by playing Listen to me, Terry. Fuck that Georgia game. I want you to hit me good. Fuck that Georgia game. We don't fuck it. Do you hear me? We don't care. Like, it don't matter. We're not playing tough against Georgia. We're not coming. Like, they'll roll out some people and they'll play football, but they don't fuck that Georgia game. Period. This is the Listen Up Podcast. We out.
Yo, man.
You still play tough against Georgia. Man, I don't give a fuck about us.
Listen Up Podcast. Yeah.
Serve crack. Uncle fronted me some pee.